Welcome to the Shide Show.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Brian Gerard.
My name is Gregory Hoyt.
My name is Robert Shide.
We are the Shide Show.
Yeah. Okay.
Boo. Greg was just talking about, prior to you joining us.
Prior to our listeners joining
Greg
us.
Greg was waxing poetic about letting it loose.
Mm.
Going off of the handle.
Yeah.
Going off of the cliff. Taking the hang glider and running right into a wall.
Pulling Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, just driving
really
it right off the cliff.
Driving it off through the cliff and don't press the eject button.
Just let it
in
go.
In your car.
Let it rip.
Just let it rip.
Just take your plane and fly it into the mountain.
Take a
and wait, why?
Boat and really...
it feels good.
Yeah.
For what part of it? The moment before you die?
No, this is a metaphor, Robert. A metaphor for blowing it out in your life.
But you do realize that even by using that metaphor, you die at the end.
Right.
So.
It's true. Well, you lose a part of yourself or you gain a part of yourself. It's a spiritual experience to blow it out.
I see.
It's blowing it out either way.
There are a lot of cults that do the same thing.
Really? They blow it out?
Yeah, they blow it out. They drink the Kool-Aid.
They get themselves right off the planet, though. I'm not talking about getting yourself off the planet. Brian was incredibly... like outrageous apparently last night. He's hungover this morning.
I see.
Just full disclosure for our listeners.
I'm not hungover, for the record. I'm just a little slow on the get up.
Oh, okay.
There's a difference.
Is that what they call it in Worcester? Is that what Worcester, Massachusetts calls it?
A little slow on the get up.
I didn't have alcohol poisoning.
No.
I had a sleep apnea happen mid cab ride home last night.
I did not black out.
I just
merely decided at that point I needed to take a nap.
To lose consciousness for a little bit, to check out.
Right. Yeah,
because I was in the middle of blowing it out, metaphorically.
Chad, you don't strike me as the kind of guy who blows it out.
I don't.
You are pretty tempered. Do you have like a prostitute fetish or something that we don't know about?
No,
there's
got to
be something. I don't trust a guy like you.
Okay. You got to blow it out.
Thanks.
I mean, you don't have to do it in public. You don't have to do. You know, people have their own ways of blowing it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like when you disappear sometimes and you say you're going to teach somewhere in Omaha,
mm-hmm.
you're really going to Shanghai.
Yeah, you're in a hotel in the middle of the cornfield, and I'm kind of wondering what's happening there.
With a prostitute fetish.
Maybe.
No.
You're a bit like my own personal Tiger Woods right now.
Really? Is
where
that what it is?
I really look up to you, but I have a feeling you're going to disappoint me. You're going to disappoint me.
I'm going to lose all my endorsements and...
we're going to find all these text messages and stuff, and it's going to be like, what? Like, that Tiger Woods thing really blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because I really bought the whole facade, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I wasn't surprised by that. And
would you all say the same thing for me?
Well,
if, like, you find some crazy stuff, you'd be like, wasn't surprised.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't trust you.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be disappointed like Greg C.
I would be disappointed.
I would not be
disappointed. I wouldn't.
In fact, I would applaud.
I wouldn't be disappointed in you. I would actually expect it because I have a feeling that you got some fucking skeletons in your closet.
Everybody does.
Exactly.
Everyone's
except
a skeleton.
I don't.
But it's...
I know.
Greg is perfect.
I just wonder about you because if you're not blowing it out, where's that energy going?
For anyone listening that can shed a little light on any of Greg's skeletons...
Wait a minute. I do not endorse that.
Apparently you don't have any, so
there should be no phone call.
There should be an empty inbox. But
empty inbox.
Don't email and don't call. You know who you are.
The Shide Show at gmail.com.
Now, where does all that energy go? Like, Brian goes out and gets very irresponsible until 4 or 5 in the morning.
Right.
And, you know, luckily he takes a cab. But
sure.
He's blacked out. He doesn't remember anything. He could very well have...
Metaphorically blacked out.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, I don't,
it's a choice for him, he says.
What do I do? I do improv. You know, I put my energy into that. I go up and I perform in front of people. I let it all out there.
Mm-hmm.
I also try to explore other creative endeavors, you know, things that you do as well, like paint or draw or
But I paint while I'm also exploring my prostitute fetish.
You haven't seen my paintings.
No.
Yes, they're dead.
You painted Nelson Mandela. See, this is the problem, man.
And I painted Gandhi, too.
I know. What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I should have
painted
a zombie Gandhi.
No.
Maybe that'll be my next one.
Just, you know, I love that you're painting Nelson Mandela, but it's also a little disconcerting because you're really setting the bar really high.
Somebody that you know is painting Anderson Cooper.
That's right.
Is that Stephanie like a problem?
Yeah. No, because that's a joke. Like, that's a joke. That painting it has a comment on it.
Well, I'm not painting Nelson Mandela to worship him. I mean, I painted it after watching Invictus, which I thought was just a really amazing film. So, and I was inspired by the man, I guess.
It's just interesting to me that you don't have a prostitute fetish, you don't blow it out, and the things that you're saying that you do in order to blow it out is paint Gandhi and Nelson Mandela.
It's not blowing it out.
It scares me.
No.
But he also drives a motorcycle.
I do.
Right.
I drive a motorcycle.
Which is the craziest thing that anyone could do in America. Or in the world, probably.
Maybe more in Los Angeles.
Are you suicidal?
No.
Because driving a motorcycle in Los Angeles has a tinge of a suicidal bent.
No?
I don't think
really?
So.
Well, it's not. It's because it's just some – you are accepting the fact that I may or may not get into a car into an accident as opposed – when you ride – that's when you get into a car, that's how you feel.
Yeah.
When you hop on a motorcycle, you will get into an accident. It's just a matter of when.
This is the thing.
And probably will get fucked up.
Well, okay, in terms of getting into an accident, I think that when you're in a car, you feel like you won't get into an accident because you're like, I'm in control of this vehicle. Mm-hmm. And you actually forget about the outside influences, right?
But you're in a steel box.
I'm not talking about the actual injuries that will be incurred. Okay. Just talking about the injury, just the accident.
The psychology of it.
Right. Okay. And then when you're on a motorcycle, though, you know that all of these outside influences can affect you, and it's usually not going to be. The vast majority of incidences are not because of the person who is driving the motorcycle. They're the other people on the road.
Right. What is your point?
It's all I'm saying is this, that one being more dangerous than the other, I'm not sure if driving a motorcycle necessarily is.
Oh, my God. I want to flip the table right now. That is madness.
No, look, I understand exactly what you're saying. I know that, you know, the vehicle to motorcycle impact is not very good.
Like, let's say this. Let's do a for instance.
Okay.
And really get down to the difference between driving a motorcycle and driving, like, my car, which is a Toyota Tacoma.
Okay.
So my car...
Which is a truck.
It's a truck. Yeah, yep. It's a truck. It's a mid-sized truck.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that I'm at a stoplight.
Sure.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm.
We're side by side at a stoplight.
I'm on the motorcycle.
You're on a motorcycle. Okay. I'm in the truck.
Great.
And I'm in front of the stop sign with a checkered flag.
No,
checkered flag. Otherwise,
we're not moving forward. We're at the stoplight, sitting still. I have a seatbelt on.
No revving.
Robert is wearing a yellow helmet and full leathers.
Yes.
Like leather chaps.
Padding on my...
You got padding and everything.
Yes.
Straight out of a music video from Daft Punk.
Exactly.
Yeah. Probably.
Behind us are two... We won't even go Mack truck. They're two...
Wow.
Paramount Studio 3-ton production vehicles. They're simultaneously coming down towards the stoplight that we are at from behind.
Okay.
They're going 25 miles an hour.
These are union drivers.
These are union drivers.
Excellent.
Pure psychopaths.
No, they're purely responsible.
They're
There's
awesome
six
guys.
People
awesome
in that
guys.
Truck.
But it has rained recently.
Uh-oh.
And the roads are a little wet.
Okay.
They pump the brakes. Mm-hmm. They lock the brakes at about 100 yards behind us.
Not They're, a very union thing to do, but okay.
No, okay. But
Let's
it happens.
Say that it happens.
The world is imperfect.
Okay.
At 25 miles an hour, they lock their wheels.
Do they metaphorically lock their wheels?
No, they physically... They pump the brakes and the wheels lock.
Okay.
On these trucks.
Uh-huh.
At 25 miles an hour, they are now skidding directly into the back of me and you.
Yes.
Me in a Toyota Tacoma with a big truck bed on the back. You sitting on a Honda a mid-sized motorcycle, one of the like Harley Davidson looking ones, and we get smoked from behind at 25 miles an hour.
What would happen?
Right. What would happen? Sure.
Hold on. Because
oh, he's
25 miles an hour.
Are you computing?
Yeah.
Right. Huh?
Okay. Yeah.
We don't really
Paramount or Universal truck.
Paramount.
Paramount. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if we need to do this path.
And then okay, 25 miles an hour. Paramount truck. Mm-hmm. Stop sign.
Yeah. And there's water,
a yellow
water
yellow helmet road. Or blue.
Yellow. Yeah.
Yellow. Yeah. How is that?
Hold
factoring?
On.
Okay.
Okay, I got the answer. I'm wondering if you do. Hold up. Okay, Robert, what do you have?
I have that I will suffer pretty major injuries, and Greg will also suffer pretty major injuries.
I won't. I'll walk away.
Okay. I have it that Robert is totally fucked.
Okay, look.
Is that a math equation that got you to that
yes.
point?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound
it
like
out.
A number.
It completely spelled it
oh,
out.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I agree with you.
Like, right? let me lay out. I want to finish the story.
I have to address that scenario.
Okay.
Everybody knows what happens when you lay it out like that, but I want to tell you something. Number one, I don't ride when it rains. Okay.
Okay, come
no,
on.
No, hang on, just... hang on. Let's. I'm just going to go through these points.
Okay.
Let me address them.
Okay, great.
Secondly, if I hear a car behind me that's like squealing out like crazy because it's trying to step on the brakes and locking out, all I have to do is release the clutch and I am out of there.
Into the intersection where you're getting T-boned by the cars crossing
Incorrect,
through the intersection.
Because I can turn on such a smaller turning radius than you can. So in terms of evading danger, I am much smaller and much more agile than your Tacoma truck.
Okay, so suddenly your life is Mission Impossible 3. Are you going to pull out a fucking 9mm and shoot the Union driver in the
it's
Paramount
standard,
truck while you do
issue.
180?
It is standard issue when you ride a motorcycle in L.A. that you have a Magnum.
Yeah.
No.
Let me just say something.
Go ahead.
Here's what would happen.
Please.
And we don't need the trucks to be skidding on water. They can also be texting. Okay, so these guys take their eyes off the road for two seconds, and they're plowing into the back of you. What happens to you is you end up in their radiator as about a 500-piece puzzle of what was once Robert Scheid.
Uh-huh.
Your yellow helmet is blown apart. All the children that are watching, their
children.
Lives are ruined.
Did you factor that in?
Hold on.
I think Brian
is going to get the paper.
It's okay.
I didn't realize.
Things might change. How many children?
There's a bus load at the intersection.
Have they gotten out or are they in
They're
the bus?
They're all in the bus.
Yeah. And what, are they from coming from school?
Or going
from
to
school.
From school.
So they're
kind of
depressed.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Okay. Keep going then, Greg.
Okay. You're blown apart. Your body literally explodes.
Yeah.
Onto the bus probably.
Where the children
there's
are.
There's no hope. If you survive, it's a catastrophe of a life that you will live from here on out.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very small.
Simple
piece
part
of
information.
The
equation.
Yeah.
Whereas the same thing happens to me. My truck gets blown out. Hopefully my airbags go off. Probably not with Toyota's track record.
Right.
I get whiplash. Maybe I sprain my neck.
Sure.
Maybe I break my arms.
Your truck goes out into the intersection, gets T-boned, right?
Right. But potentially I'm paralyzed. If all goes really bad, potentially I'm paralyzed.
Wow.
Probably not. Probably I go, whoa, my God, what just happened? Turn the radio off. Turn my car
stop
off.
Stop texting.
Stop texting Oprah from my car.
Exactly.
And get out.
Yeah.
The kids applaud.
Wow.
I hug the union driver.
Okay. Everyone's okay.
Everyone's okay.
But then
but
you
I
look
sue
to the other
But I sue
truck.
Him. I actually make money on the deal.
Well, you sue the union.
I sue everybody. I sue fucking Paramount.
Do you sue the kids?
I sue the children who are applauding me because it adds to the trauma.
Right.
No, I sue Motorola for allowing them to text on phones.
What do I get to do?
You know what? You should sue McDonald's, too.
Their coffee?
Yeah.
Probably
coffee.
Because
the whole
drinking their coffee.
Yeah, well, their burgers and fries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sue
so they're little, let's look,
bump
I'm,
it in.
I'm in a place where I'm going to make a lot of money off this
deal. And me? What about me?
You are hopefully going to a place called heaven.
Oh.
You're a hood ornament.
As long as I don't have some sort of crazy prostitute fetish.
Then, yeah, well,
I think
that's free.
I think even then, St. Peter would be like, yo.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Robert.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's up, St. Peter?
Actually, I'm Robert.
Oh, yeah, Robert. You can play that.
Yeah,
that role.
What's going on, St. Peter?
Yo, Robert.
How you doing? Man, what just happened? I was just on my motorcycle.
You got totally fucked, man.
What? How is that even possible? I was looking over to my left, and Greg was texting, and I waved to him.
Oh, man.
I didn't even hear anything.
You didn't hear the rain falling. You didn't hear the brakes squealing.
No. Well, that I did, but then that was taken out of the equation.
I'll have to check with Brian on that equation.
Oh, well, I mean, St. Peter, what do you... St. Peter, what do you...
It was taken out of the equation.
Yeah, see, I told you. Yeah.
I didn't factor that in. No!
So, should I be here then? Can I go back now?
Well, what about the prostitute fetish?
That was Jesus.
Oh, hey, Jesus.
Hello, Robert.
No, I was just painting them. I wasn't doing anything with them other than painting them.
Just take a load off, baby. You're in heaven now.
Oh, yeah, I see these chairs out here, but they're outside of the gate. How can I get in the gate?
Oh, just take a seat, man. Take a seat.
We'll be right with you, man. Hey, wouldn't you rather be up here just outside of the gates of heaven?
Well, I'd rather be down on my motorcycle.
Look, shut up. Jesus is talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
We got some yard work for you to do.
Yard work.
Fence.
Wow. Okay. That looks tasty. What are you drinking there?
Cloud juice.
Oh, wow. All right.
Take a seat.
I see there's a paintbrush here. I'll just...
Take a seat and stop painting them hookers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
He said stop painting them, not stop. Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a weird echo in here. It's hard to hear. Start or stop painting?
I gotta go, man.
Oh, Jesus.
I got a job to do. I can't be out here talking semantics with you.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see you. Wow. He's got one of those little whistle things on
his. Man, I love it when he does it.
It's amazing.
Gotta go.
So, you're leaving too?
Just paint them hookers.
Paint the hookers now, too. Oh, wow.
Does that sound like something you'd want to be a part of, Robert?
No, I'd like to stay on my motorcycle and be fine.
Ah.
Do you think you couldn't get into heaven if you had a prostitute fetish?
If I believed in all that?
Boy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I believed in all that. We're gonna shelve that for a minute.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's fine by me. Shelve it.
I don't want to explore that.
It's so scary to say that out loud, isn't it?
No. I think it's scarier to talk about all this tragedy befalling me on my motorcycle out loud.
No, I'm just trying to say, look, I want the best for you.
I appreciate that.
I'm just saying.
Which is why you set up this scenario, end of world scenario for me to blow it out on my motorcycle.
No, man.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just trying to get you to understand that there is a bit of you that is a deviant. And that part of you is coming out in your use of a motorcycle. Because you're fucking painting Nelson Mandela and Gandhi. Okay.
I guess I could see that riding a motorcycle can put me in that category of being a deviant.
Yeah.
In that
it's
regard.
Like, there's something, there's inside, and I get it, man. I'm self-destructive too.
I wouldn't take it that far that I'm self-destructive. I mean, if you've ridden a motorcycle, it feels... It's pretty awesome.
Just
it's
fun.
Very freeing. It's fun.
I get it.
Fun.
No. Guys, come on. Let's be real here. Let's just be honest. Okay? I'm not an idiot.
We're not trying to pull the hood over your eyes.
Kind of you are.
What?
I get it that riding a motorcycle is fun.
It is.
Okay? Get it. It's free. It's like, it's awesome. You're vintage
Great.
Americana. It's the whole deal. You're living the
revolutionary
dream.
Revolutionary.
Girls are looking at you. There's all of that.
I don't know about that, but
maybe. But there's hope for that. It's all there.
Right.
You cannot tell me that also in that world of riding a motorcycle, there isn't a part of you that is knowingly putting your life on the line. The same part of you that if you were a hang glider, I would say, that's awesome. That feels great. You run and jump off a cliff and you don't die potentially. That's awesome.
The exhilaration and the thrill.
The exhilaration
of the moment,
is the same thing. Same thing as jumping out of a plane. But let's just be honest. There's a part of you that knows that when you get in a car that you could get smoked by doing
sure,
this.
Or get on a plane anytime you take off or land.
Yes.
Or go for a
But
surf
I don't seek that. I'm not
but
getting
you
on the
motorcycle,
But I'm not getting on the motorcycle saying, man, I hope I get into some really crazy situations.
No, absolutely not.
But there are people who get on the hang glider in order to feel that rush.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not doing it for that reason. So maybe that makes me less of a deviant. I'm not riding a crotch rocket that goes,
right.
You know, I'm not going 90 miles an hour, splitting lanes like an insane person.
Right.
I tried to ride my motorcycle like a regular person. Right?
Right.
Not standing on the seat
which
and shooting
awesome.
Drivers as I pass them.
But you
Sucker!
Are ultimately...
but you go to San Diego, and San Diego is very well known for having
that.
Motorcycle guys riding their motorcycle while they stand on their seats, traveling 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. And shooting
steering
people.
With their feet and shooting people.
I don't go there.
Just stay out. Everyone, let me just give a public service announcement right
yeah,
now.
Please
stay
do.
Away from Mexico altogether.
Yeah, well.
Like, I keep hearing people being like, I'm going to go on a fucking road trip down to Mexico. I'm like, why? So you can end up with a hood over your head and getting shot execution style in the desert? Like, who's going to Mexico
it's
now?
It's the people who are seeking that rush.
Hmm.
That, you know, they're trying to blow it out.
They're riding their motorcycles down.
Metaphorically, they're trying to blow it out in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of you, Robert.
I would like to say that we neither endorse or condone the Mexican border.
Okay.
I am going to take a stand and say stay away.
I am anti-Mexican border. All right.
At this present time.
Right. Right.
Let's just be aware of the fact there's a war going on in Southern America on the border.
I think this is a whole other show.
Right.
That we could talk about.
Maybe. I don't even know if I want to talk about it.
But I'll tell you one thing.
Would you go to Mexico right now, either of you guys?
No.
Robert?
It depends.
Jesus. See, okay.
No,
this
and
is
I'm
what
not
I'm
seeking
about.
Death.
Yes, you are!
No! Have you ever been to Quintana Roo, where Cancun is, or Playa del Carmen?
No!
Or, it's in a very nice part of Mexico on this very southern tip, kind of shoots out. It's
right.
beautiful.
I got it, Robert.
The Mayan Riviera. Gorgeous. Tulum. Tonka Bay is down there, Solomon Bay, beautiful, beautiful place. What's wrong, Greg?
I'm shutting down.
Oh, okay.
You're proving my point.
Well, how is that?
You're proving my point that you are looking to step into dangerous, life-threatening situations.
I'm not saying to go down
willingly.
And become a drug mule.
You don't have to be a drug mule.
Anytime you walk out of your house in the morning, you are willingly putting yourself into some danger.
Really? When I step out of my house?
Yeah, I know where you
live. Yeah, you know where I live. As far as I know, there are no Mexican drug cartels looking to kidnap me and use my life as ransom.
And also not in Quintana Roo, a very tourist-driven area.
Have you been
there
recently?
How many years ago?
Yeah,
5 years.
Ago, exactly.
Five.
Before
well,
this all
yesterday.
This bloodbath began.
Well, I know. It's pretty awful. But that's mostly on the border towns and up north.
It's
and Quintana Roo is
Why
not
do you
a border
step into
town.
That?
And when you're in a plane, you're flying over the border. You're not like stopping. Hey, we gotta stop here on the border here in Tijuana. Just hang on. Everybody, stay on the plane
while we drive down the streets.
Exactly.
Of Tijuana
and then we'll take off again. We're just not. We're not cleared for the airspace here.
We gotta stop here. Yeah, I don't know. It's just
it's like paying a toll booth with.
Right. You gotta stop.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been a real slice of pie. Yeah,
it's been fun.
Across the board on behalf of Robert Schneider.
Can you just at least before we finish here, give me some well wishes on my motorcycle, please? Okay.
I don't wish you. No. Wait. I'm thinking of what I want to say.
All right.
I don't wish you any harm.
I appreciate
it. I've expressed this concern for you already.
Okay.
Right? Haven't I? When you got the motorcycle?
Sure.
I wish you no harm.
Thank you.
I think you will find no harm.
Okay.
Knowing you.
I certainly do not intend to seek it.
I know
I try to be very, very conscious and aware
Please
of everything
do.
Going on around me.
I just worry about you.
I appreciate that.
You're a version of a friend. No, you're a friend of mine, and I don't want you to get lit up on your motorcycle because I worry about that.
Thanks.
And keep your 9mm loaded.
I will.
And keep your finger on the trigger and your foot on the gas or whatever you do on a motorcycle. Your hand on the clutch.
Right.
See, this is the problem, though. You can't shoot your 9mm when you're doing all this hand jive on your motorcycle.
You can because you basically release the clutch.
With your left hand.
With your left hand, and you can grab and shoot with your left hand. Or you can hold the clutch and shoot with your right hand.
But
and
then
if you're holding the clutch in, you're just not adding any speed to what you're doing. You're still moving forward.
Yeah, you're slowly.
It's a very trick.
You're slowly just gliding forward as the truck's coming. You're shooting over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And then you get hit.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
I really do.
Okay.
And I'm going to do this. This is a little metaphysical thing.
All right.
I'm going to clear and cancel any ill intention that was generated by this conversation
Great.
That might go towards your detriment or safety on the road.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for clearing that up.
Brian?
That was pretty good work on my spot.
Really nice.
That was good.
Well, on behalf of Robert Scheid,
thank you,
motorcycle rider, and Gregory Hoy, proponent of Mexico, I'm Brian Gerard. This has been the Scheid Show.
Yay! Oh, my God! Look at that motorcyclist! Oh! Oh! He's standing on the sea!